They ask your decision concerning the women. Tell them, Allah makes his decision concerning them, and along with it reminds you about those commandments recited to you in the book, the Quran, relating to orphan girls to whom you do not give their lawful rights and to whom you do not wish to marry. He also reminds you regarding the helpless children and to stand firm for justice to orphans. Whatever good you do, Allah surely knows it. If a woman fears cruelty or desertion from her husband, there is no blame if both of them agree to reconcile by means of a compromise. After all, compromise is better. Human souls are prone to narrow-mindedness, but if you show generosity and fear Allah in your dealings, surely Allah is well aware of your actions. It is not possible for you to do justice between your wives even if you wish to do so. Therefore, in order to comply with divine law, do not lean towards one wife to the extent that you leave the other hanging in air. If you work out a friendly understanding and fear Allah, Allah is forgiving, Allah is merciful. If the spouses do separate, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make each one independent of the other of his own limitless resources, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ample giving and wise. To Allah belongs all that is in the heavens and all that is in the earth. We directed the people of the book before you, and now direct you also to fear Allah in your dealings with one another. But if you disobey, you will do so at your own risk. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala owns all that is in the heavens and all that is in the earth, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is self-sufficient and praiseworthy. Yes, to Allah belongs all that is in the heavens and in the earth, and Allah is sufficient as a protector. If he wanted, he could destroy you all, O mankind, and bring others. Allah has the power to do so. Anyone who desires the reward of this world should know that Allah possesses the rewards of both this world and the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hears all and sees all.